This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how Rwanda is moving forward 10 years after genocide. But first, Democrat John Kerry is returning to the campaign trail after a spring break that included snowboarding and surgery on his right shoulder. Today, Kerry is giving what his staff bills as a major economic policy address in Washington, D.C. Kerry is sure to focus on jobs, specifically the loss of jobs from the U.S. economy in the years that President Bush has been in office. Kerry took that message and more to Cincinnati, Ohio, yesterday, where he rallied voters on the banks of the Ohio River. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is following the Kerry campaign. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Madeline.
Andrea, I hear Kerry picked the perfect spring day for his trip to Cincinnati, but it wasn't necessarily a peaceful day.
That's true. It was gorgeous, though. The Bradford pears, the tulip poplars, everything was in full bloom. The Ohio River was just sparkly in the background. I mean, they couldn't have ordered up a more perfect day. But just as he began his speech to the hundreds of ralliers gathered, a small group, about a dozen or so, began smacking flip-flops together, those dime store sandals that, you know, over their heads. And Kerry couldn't help but notice them. They were smack in the middle of the crowd. It was presumably meant to highlight the Republican strategy against Kerry that's trying to brand him as a flip-flopper on issues like the Iraq War. You know, he voted to authorize it, but then voted against continuing to fund it. So this bunch of sandal flappers were dead center in the crowd, and Kerry at first tried to ignore them, and then he seemed a little irked by them and called them rude. And then he tried to turn the tables on Republicans, and specifically President Bush, about changes in opinion that he's had in recent days.
You want to talk about flips and flops. This president said one day Condoleezza Rice isn't going to testify. Next day she's going to testify. This president said we could afford a big tax cut. We wouldn't have a deficit. We got the biggest deficits in the history of the country. This president promised he'd create 5.1 million jobs with his tax cuts. He's lost 1.8 million jobs with his tax cuts. This president promised he wouldn't go into Social Security in order to fund the budget. He's taking from Social Security to give to the wealthiest people in America.
Now, Andrea, I understand Kerry has an even bigger promise vis-a-vis jobs. He wants to create 10 million new jobs if he's president. How is he going to do that?
Well, you know, especially this week, he's hammering on that 10 million jobs pledge. Even though the Labor Department reported just last week that jobs have been growing in the U.S. this year at a pretty healthy pace, Kerry points out that since President Bush took office a little more than 3 years ago, the economy is down about 1.8 million jobs, and that the recent growth in jobs is not true of one important sector of the economy, that's manufacturing jobs. That's especially important in Ohio, which has lost more than 150,000 manufacturing jobs in recent years. Ohio is also an important swing state, and so Kerry's pledge to create 10 million new jobs could have some sway there.
Andrea, what about Iraq? A lot of the president's campaign ads have accused Kerry of flip-flopping on the Iraq issue.
Exactly, like we were just talking about, especially because of those two seemingly conflicting votes in the Senate, but also because he's positioned himself as an ardent supporter of the military and especially veterans, while being against the Bush administration's handling of the military action in Iraq. It's an interesting analog to the fact that he was a Vietnam War hero. He came back with, you know, all kinds of medals, but then immediately started protesting the Vietnam War. Kerry is trying to get back to playing offense on the Iraq war, on this issue, telling voters that they should elect a president who knows what combat is like before sending young Americans to fight. And just this morning, you may have heard NPR's Bob Edwards interview Kerry on Morning Edition, and Kerry told Bob that with the recent uptick in violence in Iraq, the June 30th deadline for a handover of power from the U.S. to Iraqis is a fiction, that's his word, and that it seems politically motivated, he said. In a session with reporters, Kerry clarified what he said to NPR.
I have always said, consistently, that it is a mistake to set an arbitrary date, and I hope that date has nothing to do with the election here in the United States. The test of a turnover of sovereignty is the stability of Iraq, not an arbitrary date.
But he didn't come right out and say that the deadline should be extended?
He did not. He didn't say either that more troops should be stationed in Iraq, even though he says the work they're doing right now isn't quite sufficient. He said that he would, if he were president, consult with his commanders and do what they said.
NPR's Andrea Sieber covering the Kerry campaign. Thanks a lot, Andrea.
You bet.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.